Hello.
Hello, sir. My name is Louis Quinones, and I'm the acting board chairman of the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Can you state your name again?
Chad Michael Splain.
Mr. Splain, this hearing will be handled by the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, so the next voice you hear will be the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, and I will turn over the board to her.
Good afternoon, Mr. Splain.
Good afternoon.
Could you please state your full name and your ADC number for the record?
My name is Chad Michael Splain. My number is 232-122.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one allegation that's on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on June 29th. You signed a form that day, do you remember?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. On that form is a list of your hearing rights, and on that list, one of the things is you can hire an attorney at your expense, or you can represent yourself. So for today, did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself?
No, ma'am, I did not.
Okay.
I can't afford one.
So you represent yourself today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The members of the board who are conducting the hearing, if you look to your right, so my left, your right, on the end of that screen, is the Honorable Michael Johnson at the very end. Next to him is the Honorable David Neal. Right here next to me is the Honorable Louis Quinones, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the panel lead today for your hearing. We also have Community Corrections Officer with us in the room, and that's Mr. Turner, and he'll represent the department and your parole officer in today's hearing.
Okay.
All right. So I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Splain and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Splain?
Yes, I do.
And Mr. Turner?
I do, and I need to make an amendment.
Oh, an amendment to the warrant? Okay, what would that be?
Be the date of the offense, the very top of the page.
Okay.
It has a date of 4/20/2013.
Yes, it does.
That is incorrect. It should be 12/15/12.
12/15/12, okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Turner. And Mr. Splain, you heard that? It must be just an error on it. It has the date of the offense incorrect. So I've made the correction. Okay.
Typo.
Yep, something like that. Okay. All right, so now we got that out of the way. So, Mr. Splain, your hearing will be held in two phases. In phase one, we determine if you violated this condition of supervision. And in phase two, determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So two-part process here. So for part one, I'm going to read this allegation to you, and I need you to tell me if it's true or false, sir. So we'll start phase one, and if the allegation is that you were in violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer, by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about February 21st, 2018, as verbally directed on January 17th, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Splain, is this true or false?
Yes, ma'am.
It's true?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Splain's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal rates of company.
Second.
Amy? Okay. One moment, Mr. Splain, while I fill out paperwork. Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Quinones, agreed by Mr. Johnson, Mr. Neal. Okay. Back to you, Mr. Splain. We'll do phase two of your hearing now, but just before we start that, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us all some background information about your case. So stay on the line, and we'll be right back to ask you some questions in just a moment.
Okay.
Mr. Turner.
And Mr. Splain was released from ADC custody on 7/6/2017 and arrested on 5/30/2018 by Arizona DPS as a new felony charge of possession of drug paraphernalia. Returned back to ADC custody on 6/7/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 8/11/2018 with 98 abscond days. Current conviction, 2012 commitment C, count 1, dangerous drug violation, 2 years and 3 months. 2012 commitment C, count 5, misconduct involving weapons, 2 years and 6 months. 2012 commitment D, count 1, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2013 commitment E, shoplifting, 4 years, 6 months. 2012 commitment F, Count two, dangerous drug violation, 4 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2004, commitment A, count one, theft means of transportation, 2 years, 6 months. 2004, commitment B, count two, trafficking in stolen property, 2 years, 6 months. This is second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 33. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 3. He is a suspected member of the Aryan Brotherhood out of Arizona. Prior term of supervision, 2011, TIS release. Arrested on current offense, re-CSED in custody. Disciplinary is moderate. Other arrests, 2004, theft of a vehicle, Arizona County Jail. 2004, marijuana violation, Arizona unknown. 2004, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona unknown. 2012, misconduct involving weapon, Arizona pending charges. 2012, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona pending charges. 2012, possession of narcotics, Arizona pending charges. He has a GB score of G6V7, and at this time, the county attorney has not received any paperwork.
Okay, thank you, sir. So, Mr. Splane, we have a written case supervision summary that I'll go over with you. It looks like you were approved to live at Steps House when you got released on East Paradise Lane. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you stayed there, but around, so that would have been about July you were released. And then about almost a month later, you moved to your mother and father-in-law's house. Is that right, Patsy and Tony Arbizu?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, in Miami, Arizona?
Yes.
Okay, and then in November, you moved with your mother, Virginia Splane, in Globe.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and are those the only places you lived when you were out?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and were you working?
Yes, ma'am, I was.
Okay, where were you working?
Judy's Cookhouse.
Okay. All right. And did you work there the whole time?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And it looks like you were also referred or encouraged at least to apply for access. Did you get that done? Did you apply for access?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Oh, excellent. Okay. And did you get a substance abuse evaluation?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Who did that for you?
I can't remember the name of the place right now.
Was it in Globe?
It was in Globe.
It was in Globe, okay.
Yeah.
And were you able to attend any Narcotics Anonymous or Alcoholics Anonymous?
Yes, ma'am, I was.
Okay. How often did you go to that?
I was in Globe. Twice a week.
So NA or AA twice a week? Okay, that's a good thing. Was it possibly Community Bridges that did your substance abuse?
Community Bridges.
Okay, it says it right here.
I was also doing one-on-one counseling with them.
Oh, good. Okay. Okay. Very good. That's what it says here. Okay. Let me see. Put this up here. Something up here. What were you doing when the DPS... Why did you come to the DPS's attention when they arrested you?
They just pulled us over. I was on my way to go see my grandmother.
So you were just driving?
I wasn't even driving. I was in passenger seat.
Oh, was it some kind of traffic violation, or was there something wrong with
it? Yeah, I guess they said he left his blinker on or something. I'm not sure. I was just catching a ride from a guy who was to work at my grandmother's house.
Okay. And then they just checked everybody's... ID and okay, gotcha. Okay. What did you think about your substance abuse counseling? How were you doing in that?
I was doing well. I was keeping me clean.
Okay. So the charges that possibly occurred when you were arrested, was that your drug paraphernalia?
I'm a medical marijuana card holder.
Okay. So you had a...
What was it? It was a marijuana pipe.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. Okay, sir. What else was I going to ask you? Did it occur to you to get in touch with your parole officer?
Yeah, I was in contact shortly after I was charged with
that, sir. I'm sorry to hear that.
I missed my check due with my parole officer because my brother wrecked my motorcycle. I lost my brother, my motorcycle, and missed my check at Allen's same swoop right there.
Okay. Because you were missing for 98 days from supervision.
Yeah.
So
my grandmother was in the hospital. I was working. I was helping. Since my mom didn't have a job, I was helping support her bills and mine. And it was a lot on my back, but...
I understand. Okay.
That's life, right?
Well, yeah. And you've been on community supervision before.
Yes, ma'am.
Although back then you incurred new charges.
I was still.
Okay, because you understand how important it is to stay in touch with your parole officer.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and if you had just called your parole officer and explained what was going on, they probably would have been helped to you.
I agree.
Okay.
I had a lot in my head, but I mean, I just lost my brother. I had no transportation at the moment in time. I was going to end up losing my job. I missed my pole check with my pole officer. My grandmother's in the hospital. She's on her way out the door.
Okay.
It was a lot on my head, and if I hadn't had all that on my head, I would have just called him to talk to him.
Okay, sir. All right. Well, I'm going to see if my fellow board
members...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Mr. Turner, thank you.
Yes, I have a couple of entries in OMS.
Okay, sure.
On 2/21/2018, offender's mother, Virginia, called, stated the offender woke up early this morning and left the home. She was puzzled that the offender missed his appointment. She stated that he had been doing good, stated that she would relay a message to the offender to reschedule his appointment that he missed. And then on 6/7/2018, Gila County Sheriff's Office sent the following information. On 6/7/2018, the offender was found guilty in their disciplinary process for assault on another inmate. The offender's actions were caught on camera, but the offender did not serve sanctions as he was transported back to ADC on 6/7/2018.
Okay, so that would have been while he was being held
in the county sheriff's office.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, sir. So your mother, it looks like, was concerned about you.
Yes, ma'am.
When you left on the 21st, where'd you go?
I went down to my brother working on his ranch that day. And I was supposed to take my parole officer the following day.
Right.
He left on the motorcycle, went from the store, wrecked my motorcycle. He died twice on the scene. They revived him twice. The third time on the way to the hospital, they couldn't bring him back.
Gosh, I'm so sorry to hear that, sir. Okay, and then is it true there was some sort of assault in the Gila County Jail?
No, ma'am.
No, okay. All right, well, according to information we have, you were either found guilty or pled guilty.
He was found guilty for assaulting another inmate. His actions were caught on camera.
Okay, and your actions were on camera, sir. So that one is pretty cut and dried. Okay, so if there are no questions from fellow board members, we're coming to the end of your hearing, and I want to make sure you have an opportunity, if you'd like to make a final statement without repeating something you've already told us, sir. Is there anything else?
No, ma'am. I'm just trying to get back to my family. I got my wife pregnant. I'd like to see my grandmother's funeral.
Okay, sir. Thank you. The board is going to go into discussion, Mr. Spring. It may sound like we're talking to you, but it's the board talking to itself. So just stay on the line there, and we'll be right back with you, sir. All right. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Spring experienced quite a series of... traumatic events between his brother and his grandmother, has a history with drugs. Was, however, on the positive side, attending NA and AA a couple times a week and going to individual substance abuse counseling. So I see that as a good thing. He did get involved in an event at the Hill County Jail and was found guilty there, and he did abscond for 98 days, which is the part that I really cannot overlook. a call to the parole officer would have been so easy to do, and I cannot overlook that. So I'm not seeing him as a good candidate at this time to return to community supervision. He does have a release date of August 11th, which is very soon. So I'm, unless you have any other, I'm going to make a motion that based on information in warrant 2018W0717, a conversation with Mr. Splain and information provided by Mr. Turner, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Splain was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal ways or company, specifically by being involved in an incident at the Gila County Jail, absconding for 98 days, during which time his parole officer did not know what he was doing.
Second.
Thank you. Okay, motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Splain, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, mostly based on the 98 days of absconce, so you really need to stay in touch with your parole officer. But we're showing a release date for you of August 11th. So that's about 3 weeks from now. And then when you get out, you won't have a parole officer to worry about. So we wish you the best, sir. Please do accept our condolences on your losses, because they have been significant. And we do wish you the best on a safe return to the community, sir. So you're hearing this over, and if you give the phone back to the CO3, we'd appreciate it. Thank you, sir.